The 13th parak, Daf Kuvzayin Medalf, starts off with the halachas of Miyan, the dinim of Miyan, which basically means that if a ketana, even though midaraisa ketana does not have kiddushin, mechachamim or misakin kiddushin for a ketana, that her mother and her siblings can marry her off in order shlo yinugba minig hafker. It's like a kiddushin derabanan, but being that it's only kiddushin derabanan, they're misakin that there's a din Miyan, which means that if the ketana doesn't want those kiddushin anymore, she could just be memayin. She could say, I don't want my husband, and then the kiddushin are over, it's finished, and she's muta l'shuk, she doesn't need a get. It's a special din, being the kiddushin is only kiddushin derabanan, she could be memayin, and through her Miyan, through her saying the yefshi with this marriage, I no longer want this marriage, the marriage is batal, and it's no longer kayim. That is the chiddush of din of mian. Now, as a very study stick of Shiloh, we have to clear when it comes to the din mian. What exactly is the get of mian? How does it work? Does mian work mikanu lahaba, or does mian work lemafreya? So, what is the what's the Shiloh? So, we find these two different types of heterim when it comes to dina ishus. You have lemashal a get. So, when a get severs the ishus, that is a heter mikanu lahaba. It's not working lemafreya, it works mikanu lahaba. Up until this point, the husband and wife were married. When you give a get, now the ishus is finished, it's over, and they're no longer married. But what happened until now was an ishus. That ishus is a nekel lemafreya, it was a full ishus, but you could stop the ishus by giving a get. That's an akira mikanu lahaba. But then you have a musig of an akira lemafreya. For example, if husband and wife were married, and then it comes out that there is some type of mekach tais, it was kiddushi tais, and it comes out that now lemafreya there is never kiddushin at all. That is an akira lemafreya. That means that the kiddushin were never here. It was nakel lemafreya. Chachamim are mefkia the kiddushin. That's an akira lemafreya. We're taking away the kiddushin to begin with, and it comes out that they were never married. We thought they're married. They looked like they're married, but lemafreya, it was nisbar that they were never married. That is an akira lemafreya. So the question is, what is the getter of mian? Does mian work mikana laba? Does it mean that up until this point they were talking married, and now we're stopping the marriage like a get? Or is mian an akira lemafreya more similar to a kiddushin tais, where once she's memayin, it shows that there was never kiddushin to begin with. So this is a shiloh that Chaim talk about. Reb Chaim in his Sefer on the Rambam, Hilchasushas, Perek Beis Alchatas, discusses this, and he basically points out that it seems to be a stira between two different dinam. On the one hand, we have a mishnah later on, Daf Kuf Ches, where the mishnah says that if a person is memayin, hamemanes beish, hu mutar b'kavasav, he mutar b'krayvav. There is no iser of krayvav. So after mian takes place, the woman is allowed to marry her husband's kravim. He can marry her kravim. There's no iser kravis. Normally, when you have gerushin, there's an iser kravis, being that there was once an ishus, and not allowed to marry the kravim of one another. So Zaktel Chaim, from that then, from the fact that there's no iser kravis when it comes to mian, would be a raya that mian is nakil mafreya. Lemafreya, there was never ishus. If we were never married, then there's no iser kravis. If the pshat is that it's an akir mikana la'aba, but up until this point we were married and there was an ishus, l'chay, there should be an iser kravis, just like you would have by a regular gerushin. So this din, that there's no iser krevis when it comes to mian, l'char would be a raya that the ishus is neka lemafre. But for Kev Chaim, we have a l'char a raya not like that. There's the Brisa says in Daf Kuf Ches, it says that that according to Bishua, the Baal is zakeh b'mitziyasa b'maseidav afaras nadarav v'yorshim etamala. Basically, during this time of kedushin darabanan, the Baal is able to be zeichen the dinei mamonis of his wife. He gets her mitziyah, he gets her maseidayim, because at that point they're married. And it's not Masha from the Gemara that after Mian he has to return that, he has to give it back. So, effective Chaim, if the Pshat is that Mian is Akila Mafreya, then once you're Mimayan, it comes out you were never married. If you're never married, now Lachar, you have to give back all the Mitzia and all the Maisia Daim, because at that point you're no longer married, and now it's Gazela, it should be Mukhiv to return it. So, from the fact that we don't find that you're Mukhiv to return the Maisia Daim and the Mitzia, that would Lachar be a Raya that Mian is not Akila Mafreya. Mian is Akim Mikana Labba. So, up until this point, they're talking married. You don't have to give back what you took from her. It's only Mikana Labba that the issues is finished. It seems to be a stira from this din that you don't have to give back the mitzvah and the maisiyah there as a raya that the mian is mikana laba and the mafreya you were married. From the din that there's no iser krivus, this is mashma that the mian is ike the ishus mafreya and you never were married. So what's the pshat? So Reb Chaim says a gavalik yisayd over here, a chiddush in the din of the kira of mian, and this is something which is yadua in the Olam HaYeshiva, says the concept of mikana laba lemafreya. So Zakt Reb Chaim that avada mian is ike lemafreya. Mian is ike the ishus mafreya. Lemafreya she was never married. But that akir lemafreya only happens mikana laba. Only mikana laba do we treat it as if it was nakil lemafreya. But going back in time, before the time of mikana laba, their taka was not an akira. So what does that mean? So basically, it means like this: that really, in essence, when you're in mind, it's akir the ishus lemafreya. But it's only from the time of Mian and An, Mikan el Abba, from when she's Memayan, when we go moving forward, we treat her as if there was never an Ishus to begin with. So any dinim that are yeah, from the Mian and An, we're going to treat it as if there was never any Ishus to begin with. That's Mikan el Abba. But what's Nagelim Afreya, anything that happened going back in time, at the time before the Mian took place, if you go back in history at that time, we will treat it as if the Ishus was there, the Ishus was Kaim. So it's only Mikan el Abba moving forward that we'll treat it that it was Nagelim Afreya. But up until that point, if you go back in history, what happened until the Zman Amiyan, what's Negev to that Zman, we'll treat it as if there was never an Akira. So Mimele Zaktiv Chaim, when it comes to the Isser Krivus, we want to know right now, could I marry a car or not? Well, we have to look and see. It's Mikan El Abba, you're Iker Lemafer, we view it now as if there is never an Ishus, so you can marry the Kriven, because right now, moving forward, we view it as if there is never an Ishus. But when it comes to the Mammon, the Mitzia Maisei Adayim that I took B'Shas Maisei back then, do I have to give it back? So I don't have to give it back, because when I took it, there was an Ishus. At that point in time, I had a right to take it, there was an Ishus, it was a mutter for me to take it. And at that time, going back in time, it's not Nekar. It's only Mikan Laba, it's Nekar. But Klapi that time, it wasn't Nekar. So since B'Shas Maisei, I had a right to take it, I don't have to give it back, because back in time, if you go back in history, the Ishus was there. It's only Mikan Laba that we view it as if the Ishus was never there to begin with. And I think Lefir Chaim, he could be Masber, an interesting din we found over here right in the beginning of the parak, and Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph, that we say there's a machlokes b'sham b'sila if you're Mimayin Arusis Nesuis, or maybe only Arusis. And the reason of b'sham is because if you're Mimayin Nesuis, people won't want to get married because Eina Adamais Bilas Bilas Nus. Lamafreya, all your Bilas will turn into Bilas Nus. And b'sila is not concerned with that. B'sila will say that since you did it with Kedushin Uksuba, it's not considered a Bilas Nus because it was a proper B at the time because you had a Kedushin Uksuba. And the question is, what's the pshat in b'sila? Why Lamaisa is not a Bilas Nus? At the end of the day, once you're Iker, once you do Mia, now there's no Lamafreya, there's no Ishus. It was a Bilas Nus. Why does b'sila say it's not a Bilas Nus? And some freshmen point out that it sounds like even b'shamay's might have that Mikra Adin is not a Bilas Nus. It's just that people might say it's a Bilas Nus, so it looks like a Bilas Nus. But Mikra Adin, it could be everyone agrees there's no Bilas Nus once you do Mian. Question is, why not? If Mian is Eichel Lamafreya, why is it not going to be a Bilas Nus? It comes out there was never an Ishus over here, never a Kiddushin. And now Lamafreya, it should be a Bilas Nus. So it could be Lefir B'chaim, it's Miyoshev Heta, because even though Mian is Eichel Lamafreya, but it's only Eichel Lamafreya, Mikan El Abba. Moving forward, we view it as if it was Nekel Lamafreya. But what happened back then, if you go back in history, what happened B'Shas Maisa, that is never Nekel Lamafreya. At that time, Ataka was an Ishus. So at the time when you had the meal with her, it wasn't the context of Ishus. It was not a Bilas Nus. And that remains the way it is. It remains a Bia Vishus. Mikan El Abba, moving forward, Lagabe new dinim, then again, Mikan El Abba, we're going to view it as if it was Nekel Lamafreya. But Lagabe, what happened, B'Shas Maisa, since at that time there was an Ishus over here, at that time Ataka was a Nekar, at that time it was not a Bia Znus, and therefore there's no issue of Eino Damaisa Bilas Bia Znus over here, Maker Adin, both Lefi B'Shame and Lefi B'Silo. So that is the Shiloh over here, how to understand Mian. Is it Mikan El Abba? Is it Lamafreya? Perhaps it's a tzir for both, like Yimchaim is saying, Mikan El Abba Ulamafreya, and Bezal Hashem, as we go through the parak, we'll see many riots, Lakan to try to work out the riots to this Chakira.